idea being that we find wisdom and inspiration from many sources. Among many other sources, our faith tradition honors the wisdom that comes from our own experiences. And so that is what we're going to hear this morning. I have been serving this congregation for 9 years, and y'all have impacted my life in so many ways, not the least of which that I get to sing with people. When I went to seminary, one of the phrases that they taught us was that we were learning to become professional human beings. And what that means, or was supposed to mean, is that we bring all of the attributes of our humanity into our ministries. But we do it in a professional way that also respects boundaries, right? So I don't bleed all over you when something crazy happens to me. But when you have things in your life that you need accompaniment on, my job and my call and my desire is to be with you when that happens. I've learned to become empowered to speak out. I mean, y'all probably think that I came here with that gift. It's not true. Knowing that we agree on things in the public square, that I get to go and put my fist up in the air with my soul on and say, Black Lives Matter, immigrant rights matter, whatever else I'm talking about matters. It's amazing. It's an amazing gift. I get to articulate and live the connection between what I believe and what I do every single day.
Hey,
it's awesome.
Hey. You tell them, man.
And you receive that, right? You receive it with integrity and honesty, and you return honesty and generosity of spirit. Yes. You show me compassion. Things have happened in my life, and I have not bled on you. And at the same time, y'all know what has happened in my life.
Yeah.
You know I went through a hard divorce. You know I've been depressed.
Yeah.
You know those things are hard. And you make space for me to feel those things and be those things and still show up as your minister, as my whole professional human being self.
Amen.
Yeah, say it, Reverend.
And at the same time, I like this. At the same time, y'all have called me in when I've messed up. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, a couple of you are shaking your heads. No one. Yep, for sure. I have been stretched and I have been held here, and I love you all.
Amen. We love you.
And I know that this amazing congregation has impacted your lives. Who wants to come up and tell us how? Come on up to the pulpit and give us your testimonial. And if you're attending virtually and you want to speak, I will be checking in on the chat, and so will Tom, and we will get you up on our screens.
I have a testimony. Got to say, the commute.
Camera's on.
Yeah.
All right, Mike.
I'm Mike Stinson. I'm a member of the LP, and just too excited. This community is just the most wonderful community. I mean, you provided a place for me. I get to sing with friends, you know, pretty much as much as I want. Fantastic thing. But, you know, I've spent, I think, 2 years in a folk group with Karen and Deb and some others. Discussing Octavia Butler's Parable of the Sower books. And my God, what an amazing thing. What an opportunity to be able to discuss stuff that is totally relevant now with people that share the same, you know, values that I do. So, and discussing all of that stuff just made me feel like I'm not alone in the pretty freaking crazy world. So I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
We are inclusive. That's one of the reasons why I joined this church.
Yeah.
Because we don't kick people out of this church. People that don't believe in God. We do, we are involved in social action. We do things like protests and candlelight vigils. We do fun things together, like we go camping overnight, bonfires, ice skating, and eating meals.
And I recently joined, and I know a lot of you don't know me or anything about me. I was searching for a long time for a spiritual community, someplace where I could feel welcome, someplace outside of my friends, who a lot of them don't have faith, which is great for them, but it wasn't working for me. And being somebody who has always had faith, it was something that I sort of hid as in shame, and that sort of led into other parts of my life. And I've been going through a really rough time, and I'm fired here in the community, and everyone here, it's not that you even make us feel welcome, it's that you impose welcome. When we're going through something, you just spread the love like peanut butter and jelly, and it's I'm very grateful.
Reverend Monahan, I am Reeves' first affiliated community minister. And my call to ministry came at a silent protest outside of the church for my home congregation, the First Unitarian Society in Milwaukee, several years ago. And I felt this really strong call of doing ministry in which I would be connected to Unitarian Universalism, but also very much in the community. And I found this job being a chaplain here, but still felt like I didn't know where my community spiritual home was. And the first time we came here for a flower communion, I knew that this was like the place, it felt everything click, and like that dream I had 5 years ago was able to finally come through. And so I'm so looking forward to everything that we're going to do together. But I think that there's just a feeling of like love and safety that helps it so that I can keep doing the hard work at the hospital. So I think
hope you at this point in the service, y'all know who I am.
Who are you?
My name is Steph, and you can use any pronouns on it. This congregation had me with the first words I ever heard out of our mouths in a service. Come, whoever you are, worshiper, wanderer, lover of leaving. Because I have been all those things. Those of you who have heard me talk before know that I come from a past where I suffered quite a lot of what we call religious trauma, because my identities were not accepted in traditional religions at that time. And what I found in Reeb was not only an acceptance of myself as who I am in all my multiple ways, but a place to use the energy of who I am in ways that I hope will help support, benefit, and inspire others. That lover of leaving gave me permission to be here without thinking, okay, I'm committed to this, you know, for like ever. But what it also made me realize is that sometimes your heart finds a home. And that's what I found here.
Hey, Rand.
Hey,
Tom Rand,
brother.
Brother Rand here, brother. I love community. I love community. It's nice. I didn't find community for a long time after. I mean, I used to go to church, you know, like when I was growing up, and, you know, it was a Sunday thing, you know, my parents dragged me there. And, like, yeah, there was some community, you know, but that kind of community, it was good. There was some good things about it. There was a lot of good things about it, but it just didn't jive with my mind, you know. It was kind of messing with my mind. You know, there's a better way, you know, and we are the better way.
There's a better way.
There's a better way to worship. There's a better way to.
I'm Virginia Harrison, she, her pronouns. I could probably do an entire service on the impact of this congregation on my life. And I would not even be able to speak for 60 seconds without starting to cry because the congregation means so much to me. So I didn't want to come up here because I knew it was just going to start falling. I went to First Unitarian Society when I first learned about Unitarian Universalism, and it was the perfect bridge for me from being a Protestant to becoming a UU. And it's high church and very formal, or at least it wasn't the time that I was attending. And it was really great because I was really nervous and I was leaving Christianity because of being queer. And I felt like UUism was absolutely, it made so much sense to me, but I was really scared. And so it was like this really beautiful, wonderful place to be, but I wasn't feeling the home and the community that I felt growing up at the Methodist church that I attended as a kid. And anyway, my dear friend, Sue Podratsky, said we need somebody in the K-2 classroom to teach RE. And you already know my daughter, Adija, would you please be a teacher here? And I said, well, I'm, you know, a member over there, but, you know, sure. And so then I started like getting to know this congregation. And it was like, when I had my daughter 20 years ago, almost 21 years ago now, I knew that this is where I wanted her to be and to become and to unfold. And you absolutely, of course, helped me raise her. And part of who she is today is absolutely because of being a Reaver, and I want to thank you for that.
Sir Heike here. Fun fact, Virginia's mom and my mom attended the same United Methodist Congregation. I have a challenge, and that is that my partner doesn't come to church with me. You know, we're so close in all other ways. And then when I said, oh, we're having a revival, I just trauma. This was like, why would you do that? So sometimes there's like a communication gap about that, but I've been here coming to this congregation for being part of this congregation for a long time. And I just keep coming back because of the people, because of the relationships that I have with people here, because we, you know, we have our super great fun times. We get through the hard times together. Lots of groups of people that you could be part of. Like when things get hard, they all go their own ways. We stick together and work it all out. So
yes,
I just try and thing. I just want to tell Steve, you know, the things that I learned, and I asked him this year if he would come whenever I sang the choir, and he was like, okay.
I didn't come from an injurious past religious experience. My religious experience growing up was actually pretty pleasant. But as we've heard from a few other people, when I came out, it didn't mesh with me. It didn't feel like who I was. So I left. Just kind of dropped the religious stuff. And my dad died 15 years ago, and he was very religious. The church was a big deal to him. And seriously, on his deathbed, I told him I would try to find a way to go to church. And I hemmed and hawed, and a couple of years later, with this still in the back of my mind, I was invited to come to sing with choir for the solstice service, for the first solstice service that we had, and I sang. And one of the things that I love about this congregation, aside from choir, which is what I really totally love about this congregation, there's a spiritual song. Sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down. And regardless of whether I come when I'm up or whether I come here when I'm down, I feel better. There are times when, honestly, I don't want to show up on Sunday. Yes. I'd rather stay home and read the paper. Yeah. And yet, I'm like, no, it's going to be good. Just go. And I'm never sorry that I show up here. Because whether I'm sort of on my game or whether I'm not, you people are right there with me. And there's no like, where you been? What the heck? Why do you show up? You know? So it's just like, well,
we're with you. So we're with you.
All right.
I've been giving you off and on for about 40 years, depending on what city I lived in, and wound up in Madison and went to FUS, and I felt like it was too far away, and I live on the east side, and then I found great. And it was just delighted.
So glad.
I grew up as a Catholic, and the precepts of that faith didn't really sit well with me. So one of the things that really hit home coming here is that we all accept the responsibility of figuring it out on our own, because there is no right answer. The loving community, which is just fabulous. So I've been away for a while because I had some health issues. It's good to be back.
Hi, Randy. I just briefly, when you talk about how this has impacted me, I'm very self-critical. I beat up on myself a lot. The fact that I'm sitting here up on stage playing in front of you reflects the fact that you are all so gracious and accepting. And I've had times when I came away and said, oh, that was a disaster. And everybody's like, it's cool, everything's fine. And that's just one.
Hi, I'm Tom again. Am I the only one who had actually typed up their
Tom.
So I might read a little bit here so I don't screw up, but there are many aspects of being part of our community here at Reeve that I treasure, but I think the opportunity to volunteer has been one of the most rewarding parts. Whether it's running the AV tech, serving on the board of trustees, chairing Reeve Rave, or scrubbing the lime off the toilets. These opportunities have allowed me to connect to you all, fellow Reavers. To become more engaged in caring for our congregation and have greater appreciation for all the hard work that so many volunteers and staff do to keep us going.
She, her pronouns. First came to Reeve during the pandemic. I saw you all on Zoom. I'd never been in the building. I did some Googling on the internet. I've been interested in Unitarian Universalism, and there are a couple of congregations in town. Wasn't quite sure which one would fit. I love the fact that this congregation was named for James Reeve. And ADL was going for it in his case. And that told me that this congregation cared about justice. And I was not disappointed in that. But after I began becoming involved and joining the choir and participating in meditation and serving on the COVID task force, I learned just how strong this community was. Not only was it so committed to justice, but committed to each other. This community has added so much to my life in 2.5 years that I've been involved in Reeve. And thank you all for all that you've given me and all that you are.
Thank you, all of you, every single one of you, those of you who have spoken, those of you who have not. All of you for being here, for being part of this amazing, amazing congregation. Our lights shine ever more brightly when we are sharing this kind of joy.